EPA is changing the rationale behind its MACT rules for brick and ceramic kilns, while some clean water suppliers can look forward to relaxed reporting requirements. Today is September 28, 2007, and here's what happened this week in the pollution control industry.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.
EPA is seeking public comment on an analysis of its 2005 Haz Waste Rule. In March 2007, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit issued an opinion that vacated the standards included in the EPA's Maximum Achievable Control Technology, or MACT, rules for brick and ceramic kilns. In light of the court's opinion, the agency has re-examined the standards in the 2005 rule to determine if they are compliant with the court's opinion. In the analysis, EPA identifies which standards it believes are consistent with the opinion and which standards are not. Standards that are not consistent with the decision would need to be re-examined in a future regulatory action, which would begin in 2008. In addition, the agency is changing the rationale that supported the 2005 rule. Consequently, EPA has made part of the 2005 rule available for comment. Chemicals are no longer alone on the federal list of pesticides. EPA announced this week that machines that generate silver ions or other substances for pesticidal purposes will be regulated as pesticides. Under FIFRA, a product that incorporates a substance or mixture of substances to prevent, destroy, repel, or mitigate pests is considered a pesticide and must be registered. However, a product such as a mousetrap that uses physical or mechanical means to trap, destroy, repel, or mitigate a pest is a device and does not need to be registered. EPA said it will identify the information needed for an application for registration and give those products currently out of compliance time to obtain registration. EPA was quick to note that this is not an action to regulate nanotechnology. Coming up, EPA praises itself for smog reductions across the eastern United States, and well-behaved clean water suppliers look forward to a new EPA rule for lead that could relax requirements, after a word from our sponsor.
ESS provides world-class compliance solutions for total emissions management and greenhouse gas reporting. Collect, monitor, report, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions for all operations across your enterprise with ESS software and services. Find out why more than 30% of the EPA's top environmental performers are clients of ESS by visiting www.ess-home.com/discover.
EPA Administrator Stephen L. Johnson is crediting the President's cap-and-trade programs for smog reductions in the eastern United States. Speaking on a recent report, Johnson said EPA's NOx budget training program and the Clean Air Interstate Rule were the primary contributors in a reduction of 5-8% in ground-level ozone concentrations. According to the report, 4 out of 5 eastern ozone unattainment areas now meet the current standard. The largest NOx reductions occurred in the mid-central area of the eastern United States, including Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia. If you've been a good supplier of clean water, you might be rewarded with reduced reporting requirements. EPA this week issued a final rule that it believes will improve requirements in the areas of monitoring, customer awareness, and lead service line replacement. The agency will require water suppliers to provide consumers with information to help them make decisions about how to limit their exposure to lead in drinking water. Some monitoring requirements have been reduced, but water suppliers who exceed quality limits will not be able to take advantage of these. This is Seth Fisher with Pollution Engineering Magazine. On behalf of Pollution Engineering and ESS, we thank you for listening.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.